Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to be bought by the blood of Jesus. What a privilege to be begotten of the Father. I am begotten of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God because He sent His word and saved me from my miry clay. Today we all are in different miry clays. We are different miry clays. It could be the miry clay of sin, of debt, of despair. When whatever life brings in, many times we are in the miry clay. And I was in such a miry clay back in 1997, without any home, hope, or any purpose in life. And I started venturing out into various habits, you know, that age. And that's when my dad pushed me for a particular meeting, a youth meeting where approximately about 300 gathered in the church compound in Kuwait. And it is there where I experienced for the first time the presence of God in a room while beautiful worship was going on. Today, you would want to, you know, experience the presence of God that is able to break every form of burden in your life. And for that, you need to come to the place where He's available. He's available. And today, He's always waiting and He's always open and willing to receive you into His loving arms. But we many times, we need to, you know, go there to a place where, you know, there's a gathering, you know. So I went to this particular meeting and not knowing what to expect, because I've attended a lot of the other, you know, services and never found God in them. But here, unusually, there was a moving of God. There was a presence of God where my burdens felt light. And it all began by a man after the worship. After the worship session, a man of God from India, he came and shared the word. He spoke a word about being the star that points the way to Jesus. And soon after that, he started praying for the sick, and the sick started getting healed. People who were sick, they were healed. And then he started moving on to prophesying, you know, the destinies of the children or the youths that were present there. So, not knowing what to expect, I was standing in the crowd there, and he started calling out people. And one particular person that he called was a person with a green t-shirt. So where I also, in that particular meeting, I also was wearing a green t-shirt. So to my understanding, I thought he was calling out to me. As I was about to raise my hand, I realized that he's pointing way at the front, because I was, you know, standing way back. And that is when I shot a prayer to the Lord. I shot a prayer to the Lord, saying, Lord, if you want to speak to me, speak to me now. Speak to me now. Otherwise, later on, if you send people behind me, I'm not going to come. You know, I shot a prayer to the Lord like that. And that's when the very next person, he not go to another X, Y, Z, but the very next person, he points out to me, he said, the tall boy back there. Instantly, my inner eyes opened. I saw a heavenly glory upon that man. A mist in that, you know, from heaven above till that man. And I'm here. Later on, I was filled up with the details of what, you know, what the word of the Lord for me was during that meeting. So I went back home. I was alone, all alone in my apartment. I went on my knees. I said, Lord, I'm a messed up. Lord, I'm a sinner. I have no hope without you. I just want to invite you afresh into my life. Can you walk into my heart? And believe me, and as I invited him, as I gave my life to him, as I confessed my sins before him, he just walks into my heart. And first time I experienced the power of God, like nothing else. I got filled in a new language. And I started hearing the voice of God for the first time in my life. Suddenly, it's like as if the vacuum that was there on the inside of your life, suddenly it got filled. It's like as if, you know, nothing was missing. As if the rightful owner came into my life. And today your lives, you know, belong to the person who has created you. And he has a purpose and a plan for your life. And he is waiting to come and partner with you to take the challenges of this life. No matter what miry clay that you are in, he's willing to pull you out of it. But are you willing to invite him, give your life to recognize what you have done? What he has done in your life. You know, what he has done for you. That how he has paid the price of sin on the cross. How he has shed the blood, his blood for you, which is, has a power to, you know, cleanse and wipe away your history. You know, the moment you ask Jesus to come into your heart, the Bible says you become a new creation. New creation. And I was a new creation. That is the God kind. You know, I was belonging to a new species, where the eternal Father was dwelling on the inside of me. And today I am calling out to you. I'm encouraging you. I believe the Lord wants to touch each and every one of your lives, because you are special to him. Every one of you, you are special to him. And he has to pay the price of your sin. You don't have to pay the price of your sin. He has already paid the price. All that he wants you to do is to receive him and believe him in the simplicity of the message of what he has done for you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for hearing me out. And I hope you will have a powerful encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.